Sex, relationships, advice.
Right now.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
You know, in Finding Nemo, the seagulls, they're like, mine, mine, mine.
Mm-hmm. Whenever they see anything they want to eat, they mine, 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 mine.
Right. I think about them all the time around the house because there's so many things that I'm like, mine, mine, mine. And we are right now in the midst of the longest battle of the blankets in the history of relationships. Okay. We have a king-size bed. So I bought this giant, very expensive comforter from Anthropologie. And we spent the first few months fighting. Like, I would roll over and take too much. He would roll over and take too much.
Mine?
It was getting to be the point where, like, even though it was a giant blanket and a giant bed, we just were having so much trouble sharing it. Mm-hmm. So now he has his blanket, and I have mine, mine, mine.
Mine?
So he's not allowed to touch. He can't touch mine, mine, mine.
Mine, I can't touch his.
Mine, so it's mine, like mine. We're in a king-size bed, but sleeping in separate beds now. And the other night, it was just freezing in here. Because, you know, I keep it as cold as possible. It was so freezing in here. In his sleep, he reached over just to, you know, without even thinking, to grab a blanket to throw it over him.
Because he needed more.
He took mine, mine, mine. He took my blanket. Yes. So I woke up. I was just there with a sheet. I was like, what the hell happened here?
Oh, no. And you're still with him?
I know. I know. So the one thing in our house, the rule in our house is do not touch my blanket. That is my blanket. I bought it at Anthropologie. It's super expensive. You didn't want it. It is mine, mine, mine. What at your house is yours and only yours? Something that you look at and you're like, mine, mine, mine.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Which means it's time for
sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
I have a fork.
Mine?
Okay.
That when I went to the Waldorf Astoria.
Mine?
Uh-huh.
And I ate with the fork, and it was such a nice fork, I stole it. So I put it in my pocket and I took it. So if it's not in the drawer when I go to eat, I'm very upset because I wash it the minute I get done.
Mine.
Don't throw it away. Don't wash it. Don't touch it. Don't look at it. Mine, mine, mine.
Don't look at it.
Mine?
Ken, what around your house are you like? Mine, mine, mine.
My tools?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Don't go near my Harley.
Right.
And don't touch my stereo.
How about your wife?
What about her?
Question answered.
Yeah,
and the thing about my tools is I made them a what not to do box,
mm-hmm.
but for some reason you women think that tools are disposable. You use them one time and chunk them.
Mm.
Well,
they don't put them back where they're supposed to go.
Aren't they disposable?
I can loan her a screwdriver, a pair of pliers. I'll never see it again. I just might as well go down and buy another.
Yep.
Well, don't you buy enough? You should buy enough.
No, I keep my box locked now.
Do you really?
Yes, sir, I do.
Oh, I got to start doing that.
I'm going to have to borrow a lock cutter.
Well, no, you have to tear my box apart to get in there.
So you're telling me that tools are not disposable.
That's correct.
Wow.
Now, if all you women would pay attention, you don't know how much better the man's world would be. Now, my stereo, okay, here's the deal on my stereo.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to the radio every morning before I go to work.
And mm-hmm.
I come home one day and, you know, all of a sudden my stereo don't work. And I'm what the heck? I said, I was just listening to it this morning. I've only been going 10 hours. What the heck?
Right.
And I pried and pried and pried at my wife and my daughters. And, no, Dad, we don't know. No, honey, I don't know. Well, I took the darn thing apart and I see this big, huge dent. One of them went by and knocked the darn thing off and broke it. It took me a month to get the damn answer out of them.
I'm sure they did it by accident, yeah.
Yeah, but damn it, fess up.
I think they did it on purpose.
And the Harley speaks, it's down here in my man cave right now. The Harley speaks for itself. They know better. They know better.
I love that you bring the bike indoors.
I used to keep it upstairs, but they made me nervous. I was afraid of it getting scratched.
In the bedroom.
How do you?
Your wife would come home, and you'd be like, I'm sorry, son, sweetie, you can't sleep here.
Okay, how do you get the wife to let you bring the bike indoors?
Well, I pretty much, you got to man up and say, this is the way it is.
Okay, let me write that down.
Anthony, man up, Anthony.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
My. Gotta be my car.
Oh, that's the thing that's mine at your house?
Gotta be my car. Nobody can drive my car. Nobody can sit in that seat. Not even to move it. I don't even want you to move my car. It's mine. Right. Don't touch it.
The thing at our house that my boyfriend doesn't let me touch is his iPad. He's very possessive over that thing. And I'm like, what the hell's he got going on his iPad? It's just something that's his. That's all there is to it. Because it was one day that I had no choice and I had to use it, and he reluctantly let me use it. So it's not like there's anything on there that I haven't seen before, but he's really weird about it. He's really possessive. In fact, there are days that he sees me eyeing it, he will take it into the bathroom with him just so that it's not out in the house and available for my eyes or my hands. Barbara, what is something that you will not let your husband use?
Well, you know, pretty much anything in my house is fair game. But I hide my pillow from my husband so he doesn't get his boy cooties on it.
His boy cooties.
They get sweaty and stinky, and I don't want my pillow sweaty and stinky. I mean, he's got 7 pillows. He doesn't need
one. 7 pillows?
Well, you know, you got to recline on him and cuddle him, and I don't know. So he's got all. He can have all the other pillows, just don't sweat on mine.
Yeah, don't take yours.
But I let him use my toothbrush, so.
Good for you, Barbara. Because she kisses him. She's got the same philosophy.
But boy cooties go on that, too.
Well, I can live with it. Not the pillow, though.
You can wash boy cooties off a toothbrush in 2 seconds. You stick it in some Listerine, that's it. Boy cooties are gone. A pillow, they could manifest there forever.
So boy cooties are killed by Listerine?
Yes.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Will your boyfriend let you use the remote?
Mine?
No, he's in charge of that. I have to say, can you make it louder? Can you make it lower? Like, whatever I want, can change the channel? You know, it's like he's Siri. You know, because he's holding the remote. I'm like, Joe Siri?
can you make it louder,
Joe Siri?
Make it number 6.
Yeah. Change the channel, Joe Siri.
Yeah, I don't think remotes actually fit in women's hands. I think they only fit in men's hands.
Mine?
That's why you can't use them.
Well, my theory is that there's men that have so little control around the house, that's all you have. So, you know what? We give it to you. You have no control here. If you want to be able to change the channel, you can have that, because I control everything else in this house. So what in your house are you like, mine? The other person cannot touch it. It is all yours.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
My dad is really possessive over the cat.
You can't touch the cat?
Well, I don't want to touch that cat. That cat is really evil. And every time I walk by the cat, you know. But my mom tries to pick the cat up and the cat doesn't like it. So my dad has made a rule in the house. Only he can touch the cat.
Yeah. Not your cat, my cat. Leave it alone.
Right. Mine. So I went over there the other day. They were fighting like teenagers, and she was like, why can't I touch the cat? Well, she doesn't like it. Well, how come she lets you touch her? Because she likes me. Why doesn't she like me? Because you would tell her not to like. Like, it was like they were 4 years old. I was like, yes, you're both pretty. You're both pretty. The cat loves you both. Can you please give me money now? Now, Marley, what about at your house? What do you like, mine, that you will not let anyone else in the house use or borrow?
I know. I'm pretty friendly with all my stuff, but my boyfriend won't let anybody touch his computer.
Why?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, maybe. I mean, he has games and stuff on there. I mean, he's even gone so far, like, he set up a computer for me right beside his computer, so we could be on that the same time.
So you could actually be on a computer next to his computer, but do not touch his.
Do not, like, I mean, I will be on the computer, and he'll just, like, walk behind me and be like, you got to get up. You got to go.
That's mine.
And he won't even be using it. Maybe he, like, wants to just sit there. Maybe it's the chair, but I'm pretty sure it's the computer.
You're going to put girl cooties on it.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe he's afraid that I'm going to break it.
Mm-hmm. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
Did you hear that?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Should you schedule sex?
If you're not getting it, I guess that's a good way of making sure you're going to get it. Does the other person have to know?
No, I mean with your significant other. I don't mean schedule sex like outside with a prostitute or a sex worker or something. No, I mean literally like with your significant other, should you schedule sex? I have a friend that she schedules sex. Like she literally, they share a calendar. You know, they share like a Google calendar. And she puts in there. She's like, Thursday night, you know, that kind of thing. And she'll tell me. She's like, oh, I can't go out Thursday night. I'm having sex at 7.
You know when I usually schedule sex? When the family leaves the house.
The whole family. Everybody.
The whole family. And I find out how long they're going to be gone exactly and where they're going to go. And that's when I schedule sex.
See, for me, it's weird because I feel like I'm not good at keeping to a schedule at all. About anything. Like, I want to go to the gym and I schedule going to the gym, but I never show up. So imagine if, like, you know, my boyfriend is here naked and I'm, you know, still out with my friends. Like, I just don't show up.
Yeah, can you just hit snooze? He's like, come on. I've been waiting all day. You know what I think that we should do? Because our new boss now always sends us calendar invites. Yeah. I think we should include him on all the invites. Sorry, that wasn't for you.
I'd like to have a meeting with you, new boss, but I have sex scheduled for that time. How about, let's see, do you want to meet at 4? How about 4:10? Is that better for you?
when he sent out the request today, it's like, how about Friday at 1? Oh, sorry, no, I've sex scheduled that.
Sex scheduled Friday at 1.
But we can still do it Friday at 1, but I might be, busy on my end.
I'm going to be 7 minutes late.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships,
advice.
Showtime. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What is on your shirt?
It says, you, me, we. But not we, W-E, we like the French. We.
Okay, so it says you, me, we on your boobies.
Yes.
So you always give us crap for looking at your boobs, going, my eyes are up here. Then why do you put writing on your boobs if you don't want us to look at your boobs?
Well, I'm in a place in my life right now where I would like to be looked at again. I've noticed that I've become invisible to men. So can I tell you something terrible? So there's this place that I used to go hang out with my girlfriends, and the staircase was glass, and then you go upstairs, it was like a glass walkway, and they'd warn women, don't go up there if you're wearing a skirt, because men are looking at you. They're looking, doing the upskirt thing, like checking you out up there. So they would warn you. It was like a sign by the staircase. Like the staircase, you could see from the bottom, and you'd see all the men standing there looking up, like waiting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So my girlfriend and I were in skirts, and we were like, screw it, we're going. We went up there. No. You ready for this? The guys walked away. They walked away. I was like, damn, that's harsh.
10 years ago, you would have stayed there. Look at me. Look at it.
I can't help it. It's COVID. COVID did this to my body.
Look at it.
Please.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Putting on a brand new show.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It is the Sex Hour on the Cooper and Anthony Show. This is where we get a chance to really hear from you guys in terms of what's going on in your life, like the deep, dark, what's happening, the fun things happening in your relationship, and then the things that aren't going so well.
And Cooper is a psychologist, so you can trust her answer. Once she gives you an answer, you can go, oh, that's pretty good. So call now.
Hi, Shannon. What's happening in your world?
Well, I have a couple things, but the most pressing one is that after 10 years, my ex-husband has now come back into the picture. 3 of those years, he has kept my son away from me and the rest of my family. But now that he's back, he's acting as if nothing was wrong, that we can just pick up and be friends. Like, there's nothing is ever... like, he did no wrong kind of thing. And worse than that, he's putting on the charm and trying to, because he found out that I'm single. And I just got out of a really bad long-term relationship. I was with somebody for 3 years, and it was not a healthy relationship. So now I'm trying to work on me, but I don't want to say the wrong thing to my ex-husband, you know, spook him, and he takes away my son again, who's 16. So I just need to... some advice on how to approach this. Like, I've tried telling him that I'm setting boundaries, that I'm not interested in anything romantically, even close to that. Friends, maybe, you know, co-parents at best, but he keeps pushing, and he sends me these cute things throughout the day, and I'm just like, thanks, but you're blowing up my phone. So I don't know how to approach this without losing my son again.
Listen, I think you have to be honest with him. You can't be held hostage either. You can't pretend that you're interested in him just so he keeps your son around, but you can certainly be civil and be nice to him, you know. And I think you should be honest and say, listen, I'm not in a place emotionally to get involved in a relationship right now. We have been co-parenting together really great. And the bottom line is, this is not about you and me. Our son needs both of us. You know, especially 16. 16 is a really pivotal age. You need your mom in your life. You need the role model. You need the person to ask. There are questions he can ask you that he doesn't feel comfortable asking his father. You know, so this isn't about your relationship with his father. This is about your relationship with your son. That's really all that matters. So if you can continue to be civil together and let him know that, listen, I'm not in a place emotionally to get into a relationship right now, but I respect you. You did an amazing job raising our son. He's a great kid, even if you don't feel that way. I would say that. Because I would come from a place of maturity. You're the parent. And you know what? In a sort of a weird way, you're also your husband's parent. Because the fact that he's holding your son hostage says that he's really immature. Because a father that loves his son would not do that to his son. You know, keeping a kid away from his mother is immature, it's cruel, and it's not parenting. That is bad parenting. So I think you have to be...
Yeah, and not just me. I have my youngest is almost 4, and she doesn't know her brother because she was 3 months old when this happened. And I have pictures of him holding her, you know, in the hospital when things were good. But then things went really bad, really fast. And the other question I've kind of put out there, I'm going to be doing that. I have, and that's great advice, you know, telling him that, you know, he's done an amazing job raising my son. How do I move on myself? I have this bad problem where I just let it happen. I see these red flags, but I don't have the courage or the strength to just say no, walk away from whatever I'm in. I let it happen.
That's hard. I mean, that's you are not alone, girl. We all go through that, where we just really want to be loved. We really want to be in a relationship. And we think to ourselves, you know what? This red flag, it's more like a pink flag. It's not so red. Right now, you have the opportunity to decide what kind of person you want to be in a relationship with and what is okay and what is not okay. So from the very beginning, the minute you meet somebody that does not fall into your this is okay, before you get too emotionally involved, that's when you have to walk away. Because the red flags are there from the very beginning. You just have to have the courage mm-hmm. to recognize them. And by the way, there's so many great guys out there that are waiting to meet you. So when you meet a guy that's not right for you, move on.
Quickly.
Be like the guy at my deli where he's like, next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Move quickly.
Okay. There are so many great guys out there, and there's one out there that is perfect for you, and you have to find him.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
What's going on here?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice. It's the sex hour.
On the Cooper and Anthony Show, and I get a chance to use my PhD here and be a psychologist and put that hat on and answer your questions as your friend who also happens to have a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lisa, you have an issue that a lot of women deal with. Give us the whole story.
Oh, goodness. I'm seeing this guy, and he told me that basically he wants to be exclusive, and he's a bouncer at a club. So I went and I looked out the door, and he was talking to this girl that I seen him with like a week ago. So, well, it's funny, too, because I told him in the beginning that I just basically wanted a booty call. And he said, you know, our feelings are either my feelings are getting involved or your feelings are getting involved. And, you know, he wanted to know if I wanted to be exclusive.
So how did you know he was talking to somebody else?
Me and my friend went over there after hours, and, you know, we were over there hanging out. So I went and looked out the door, and he was sitting there talking to that girl.
And what'd you say to him?
I actually didn't say anything. He came back in the club, because what happened was I went and I told my friend, I was like, he's out there talking to some girls, you know, blah, blah, and she's like, go open the door. So I, like, opened the door, and I just looked at him. He's like, somebody's a little jealous.
First of all, Lisa, flirting isn't cheating. I mean, that may be how he handles his job, makes customers feel special. Like, you don't know. Is he flirting when you're out getting coffee, when you're at parties? Is he flirting in other environments? Because if he's only flirting at the job, that could be just a manipulation on his part to make customers feel good, maybe get a little cash, like here's an extra 20, get me and my friends in. He is a bouncer, you know. So for you to already be jealous, I think is a little over the top. Like, has he given you a reason to be jealous? And if he's given you a reason, here's the three things that you should be looking for. Does he have a history of cheating? You should know the answer to that question. If he wants to be exclusive with you, you need to know the answer to that question. Does he use his job as a bouncer to hit on women?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like I just said, of where course. It's just flirting with customers to make them feel special so that they keep coming back to the club? Or does he actually use, is he a player? You know what I mean? Is this where he meets his women? And also, how did you meet? I mean, were you somebody that he was flirting with while he was dating someone else? So does he have a history of this? So you have to answer those questions for yourself before you get on high alert. If the answer to all these is no, he doesn't cheat, there's not an issue, then this is you. This is all you. And you can just let it go. It's flirting. It's not cheating.
And I guarantee the girl he was talking to was very hot.
Right.
Because
so.
If she was not hot, she wouldn't be that upset.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. If it's a girl that she doesn't feel is threatening to her.
Right. So if he's talking to you,
yeah.
She doesn't care. He's like, look at him. He's talking to that little boy. And then
he's being so nice to that little boy.
So,
he's probably very good with children.
So I should keep him. But no, she had to be somebody that was really hot outside and she was jealous.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex,
yes, please.
Relationships,
yeah.
Advice.
Are you ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Get it off your chest. It's the sex hour.
Yeah, you know how sometimes there's stuff going on in your life and your relationship, and you're like, you know, I kind of want somebody's advice, but I don't want my friends to know what's going on. That's what we're here for. We're your friends on the radio, and you can ask us questions. I have a PhD. Anthony has not really a full brain, but, you know, he's the example of what you don't want. He's the cautionary tale. That's helpful. So give us a call. It's the sex hour.
I went to broadcasting school. So I can be a help with your issues.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It's Cooper and Anthony.
Okay, ready?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. It's the sex hour on the Cooper and Anthony Show. We're taking your sex and relationship questions. Serena, what's happening in your life right now? Why'd you call? What's going on?
I'm involved at the moment with a married man. You know, he was my friend before for several years, and he just got married last year. And the thing is, I wasn't that interested in him when he was not married. He has, I guess I could say, he's been pursuing me for a good 4 years of our friendship, and I didn't want to pursue anything further because he was just my friend. We've been together, I guess, I don't want to say a relationship again because that's not what it is, but we've been seeing each other, I guess, for the last 7 months, and he's been married for only 8. And it seems like the minute that he got married and I realized that, you know, he's been my friend for so long, and, you know, and I started thinking, like, maybe I messed up.
Hang on, Serena. I'm going to stop you right there. All right, so it doesn't matter if he's married, gay, moving to France tomorrow. He's unavailable. That's the thing. He is unavailable. So the question you have to ask yourself, why on earth would you choose to be with somebody who is unavailable? You know what I mean? When he was single and you were friends, you were not interested.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as there was somebody else, some competition for him, there you are. So that's the real issue here. Why are you suddenly interested in him? And why do you want somebody who's not available? Like, why wouldn't you want your own guy that you can come home and yell at for having his socks on the floor and choose a Netflix show to binge watch together and order in pizza? Like, why wouldn't you want your own guy? Because the relationship he's giving you is just the sex part. He's having all that other stuff with somebody else. So he's not available for you. So, all right, so here's what's interesting. A recent study found that women who choose married men do so for 3 reasons. Okay, listen carefully, because one of these is you. They enjoy the thrill of sneaking around.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't enjoy the thrill of it. Number 2, they prefer a partner that they don't have to be accountable for. So he's someone else's problems. This is just sex. I don't have to remember
his
birthday.
I don't
got to wash
his
stuff. Nothing like that. Yeah. And number 3... they already believe men suck and will cheat. So they choose a married guy to prove themselves right. Like, see, men suck. And here he is, being a guy, sucking. So which one are you is the question.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I want you to tell me if this guy is brilliant.
Okay.
Or a stalker. Is this the act of a brilliant guy or an act of a complete wacko? He's a stalker.
Okay.
So a guy's driving home from work, driving down the road, pulls up to a red light, looks over to his left, and sees the most beautiful woman he's ever seen in his life.
Okay.
And he says she smiled back at him. He smiled at her. His heart skipped a beat. The light turned green. She took off.
Okay.
So now the guy's gone on national TV to say, do you know this girl? She's driving a purple truck. I would like to meet her and date her. I'm a hopeless romantic, he says. He's got flowers ready for her. He's 41 years old. He was in a BMW. She was in a truck. Very attractive, described her as the girl next door. If you know this girl, please have her get in touch with me. Here's my number. Is this brilliant or is this wacky?
I think there's other ways he could have done it, because once you do something like that publicly, just so you get an understanding, being a woman in the world in general, regardless of what you look like, it's really hard to feel safe. You know, the fact that this guy said what car she's in.
Mm-hmm.
Now people know who it's an unusual car. It's a purple truck. I'm sure that's an unusual truck. You know, it's not like a common color. So now she might feel like she's being targeted.
Yeah. She's so, like, I was driving home. I just kind of smiled at this douchebag in a BMW because he was staring at me. And now he's on the evening news trying to track me down with flowers.
And why did she smile at him? Because she might have been afraid that if she didn't respond back, he could ram into her. He could follow her home. You know, there's a lot of things that could potentially happen. So we women have learned over the years that when a guy approaches you, even if you're not interested, you have to still be kind to this asshole who somehow feels entitled to say whatever they want to you.
And he's driving a BMW, a white BMW. That just screams douchebag.
You know he's a prick.
It's either a Porsche or a BMW, you're going to smile at him just so he doesn't kill you and wear your skin as a mask.
Right. And his level of entitlement was that he wants her. So he went on the news to find her. I hope that she avoids him like the plague. He sounds crazy.
Yeah. Approaching traffic lights on Peaks Parkway. So exactly where she is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think this comes across as kind of
No, that's
scary.
Totally stalkerish. Yeah, that is not okay. There's other ways he could have found her had he wanted to, and that is definitely not the way to do it. Yeah, and
I don't think
what?
There's any way to find her. I think you let her go, right. You let her keep driving, and you find somebody else. Because there's no good way to find this girl. You either got to hire a PI, which ain't good, because you're going to have to bring that up some night at dinner. You got to put an ad in, you know, Craigslist and hope that she sees it. No, nothing good is going to come out of this.
No, you got to let her. Right. You put an ad somewhere. And then if she's interested, she'll find you. But to go on national news like that, no, that just screams red flag. Stay away from him.
Sex, relationships, and advice. The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex.
The sex talk.
Relationships and advice.
Thanks for the advice.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Guy on TikTok has rules for being a man. Tell me if you agree with, do these things make you a man?
Okay.
Okay. He says, don't ever use instructions for anything. Like, real men do not look at the instructions. They just assemble stuff. They know how to do that crap on their own. No assembly required. Just let me do it. I will assemble it.
Okay, I agree with that until they invented IKEA.
Right. Because
once they built IKEA, you can't do it without instructions. You have to break down and read those stupid instructions to figure it out.
When we were roommates and you put my spin bike together, I don't think you looked at instructions.
No, because that's a spin bike. But if it's a something from IKEA, you can't, because it's just a pile of wood.
Right.
And there's no way if you don't
nothing,
know.
Yeah, nothing. Right. Nothing goes together logically. Right. Okay.
Right.
Here's what else is on his list. He said, real men dress Italian and smoke Cuban.
No, I don't. I've never smoked a cigar ever, and I can't not. Dress Italian. Because that's everything I wear, I guess, is Italian. But no, I don't like cigars.
No, you don't. Just because you're Italian and you wear clothes, it doesn't make it wearing Italian. I mean, Hollister is not Italian. I don't think Old Navy is Italian.
It is if I'm wearing it. If the clothes you're wearing are skank, the clothes I'm wearing, Italian.
Okay. I dress skank, you dress Italian.
Exactly.
Here's what else is on. He's got five things on his list, by the way. He says, if somebody is bragging about their accomplishments, a real man does not bring up their accomplishments unless they're asked.
No, you always got to one-up the person. They got to know who's in the room with them. Well, I do a podcast. Well, good for you. Let me tell you about me. I've got to one-up you every time. So, no, I don't agree with that.
Yeah, he says real men don't do that. Real men.
No, okay.
Just can sit back and be like, you know how cool you are. You don't need to one-up somebody.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you're going to talk crap about somebody, say it to their face. Real men don't gossip.
No, because that's how you get hit in the face. And I don't like to get hit in the face, so I'm going to talk about you behind your back.
Right, it's safer. And finally, real men don't date a bro's ex.
What's that game when they stop the music? You got to jump on the
musical
chair.
Chairs, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what girls are. Once the music stops, if you're not on top of her, then I'm going to be on top of her. I agree with none of these.
If he gets up to make a sandwich, he might run in.
I'm stealing his chair.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
Which means it's time for...
Sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
All right, so as far as you're concerned, what are the rules to being a man?
I think the rules to being a man, changing a tire in less than 15 minutes.
Oh, God, like, then I'm a man.
It's like you're in NASCAR. Whenever the tire goes flat, it's NASCAR. And you've seen me change a tire.
Yeah.
I can do it very, very fast.
I have video of you changing a tire. And you were wearing a white button-down shirt. We were going to a fancy schmancy event.
Mm-hmm.
And you got right down there and changed that tire.
Two, grilling things. You gotta be able to grill anything.
Right.
You gotta know how to build a grill. You gotta know how long to cook the hamburgers for, how long to cook the chicken. You have to know all that. You gotta know how to tie a tie.
That's a good one. Yeah, because I don't know a lot of men who wear ties, and the ones that do, they know what they're doing. They really know how to do the tie, which I don't know how to do.
And never shake anybody's hand sitting down.
I've heard that one before, because that's a woman thing, right? Because women shake hands sitting down.
Yeah, and then guys do, and it drives me crazy. It's so disrespectful.
Right. Stand up, look somebody in the eye, and shake their hand. Like, real men
right.
look you in the eye.
Right. I don't trust you if you sit down and shake my hand.
I'm usually like, well, I'm a germaphobe, don't touch me.
Yeah, but still, if it's two guys, it's a man thing.
Right. Got it. Hello there, Dennis.
Well, good evening, Cooper and Anthony, and our pleasure as always. I can give you two things.
Okay.
First thing is this. As a male, if you're in a relationship, abandon your male ego when necessary.
Yes!
Know when to say, I know what I know, and I know what I don't know. And I had to do that with my wife many, many years ago, well before we got divorced, when I screwed up the finances. And, oh, yeah, it was not a pretty picture. I was the man of the family. Here I am now at 59, all these years later, and I still have to bow down to the wife to say, you know what, I screwed up.
Mm.
You know, so that's the first bit of advice is that, you know what you know and know what you don't know and admit it and be real with it. The second most important lesson that all males need to know and learn is this. Anybody can father a child, but not everybody can be a dad.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I've noticed that real men don't complain. They toughen up. You know what I mean? Anything about anything. They don't complain about stuff. Like my boyfriend, I've seen him in scenarios. He does not complain. And we'll all be like, oh, it's too hot. Or, oh, the line's too long. Or, oh, I can't believe we're still standing. Not a complaint out of him.
He complains all the time. It's just you don't stop complaining to notice.
Maybe that's what it is.
He can't get a word in edgewise because you're too busy.
He wants to complain, but I'm too busy complaining. Well, except when he's sick. Then men get into bed and act like the sniffles are cancer and everybody in the house has to cater to them, even the dog.
Yeah, because you stop complaining at that moment because you feel bad. So he can then get a word in. So that's when you notice it. But most of the time, if he's going to complain about something, you're already complaining about it.
I'm already on it. He's probably like, you know what? I was going to complain, but she's taking care of it. She's on it.
I can't compete with that. Hands down, she's the king.
Marcus, what's a real man as far as you're concerned?
You are not a man until you can open a wine bottle with a deck screw and a pair of pliers.
Yep.
Yes, definitely.
Hey, sex drive is a great problem-solving tool.
It's true.
It's a great motivator. Occasionally, you meet women above your social grade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that buy the bottle of wine with a cork in it. You know, what the hell was she thinking to begin with?
Right.
They come in boxes. Just buy the box.
I know,
one.
Right?
You have to buy the fancy one.
Come on. Got a little spout.
But you're right. It's impressive. If you can do that, I feel like that's a manly thing to do. You're never going to see a woman doing that. I feel like a thing that's really manly is something that a woman would never do.
Well, you know, your life circumstances change, and then you open your drawer one day and like, oh crap, I don't have a corkscrew. You can't let anybody know that.
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
I bet you're going to put on the list, kill a bug.
Yes. Yes. Real men must know how to kill bugs.
You don't care if they take them outside and set them free or kill them, as long as they're away from you.
There was one day that you were out of the house. I don't know if you were doing an event or you were went home for the weekend. I don't know what it was. But there was a bug in the house, our apartment that we were living in, which was about 45 minutes from where my boyfriend lived. 45 minutes by train. I called him. I was like, how soon can you be here? He's like, for what? I was like, there's a spider.
You called the super.
Well, I ended up having to call the super because my boyfriend couldn't make it out there in time.
But when we lived together, you called the super to get a bug.
I did. That's very true. I did call the super to get a bug. That's why at Christmas, I was like, I have to tip the super. And you're like, you're not tipping the super. I was like, I am. I need this guy. I'm going to need this guy.
Come, hurry. It's a huge emergency. Come immediately. Then he runs over there thinking, you know, the apartment is flooding and it's an ant.
He came over with his toolbox. He's like, what broke? I was like, I think that's a cockroach.
And it was like a big ant.
It was a big ant. It was. And he puts his hand down. The thing crawled on his hand. And he just like walked it outside. He's like, anything else? I was like, nope. You've taken care of it. All right. So as far as you're concerned, what are rules to being a man?
Call now.
888-460-6002.
And online at cooperandanthony.com. Sex, relationships, advice.
Okay.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
I'm going to say on your list to being a man, getting things off the top shelf.
Well, that's just being anybody over 5'3".
Can you grab that for me? How many times have you said that today?
I have three ladders, one for each height, depending on how high up something is. When my boyfriend's home, I'm like, I said to him, I can't get the thing off the top shelf. He goes, grab that ladder. I'm like, I don't need a ladder. I've got, you're 6'1". I'm going to climb up you. I'll climb you. That's why I got you.
Unclog a toilet.
Yes.
That's a man thing.
Yeah, that is. Anything to do with poop is a man thing. Like the dog pooped in the house, men clean it up. Yeah, I don't want to touch poop ever. I don't want to have anything to do with poop.
So when it clogs up, Joe!
He can't just come in and clear the toilet and be like, oh, the toilet must be having a problem. What were you eating? It's always about me.
It's always your problem. You're 5 foot nothing, but it's you.
Maybe the toilet's broken.
And the toilet's never broken. It's a plunger and water. It doesn't broken. There's water and gravity. That's really all you need to make the toilet work. So you do have to clog it somehow.
Yeah. I feel like being a man means having one life hack that you didn't get off of BuzzFeed. You've lived, you've loved, you know how life is, and now you have your own life hack that you've learned from hard living.
Mm-hmm.
Alexander, how do you be a man?
Well, this is my interpretation of a man, and this guy I'm about to talk about is my father. But we call him the jack of all trades because he can literally fix anything. He can literally do anything outdoorsy when it comes to camping, dirt bike riding. He's a mechanic. He knows how to fix things. He does landscaping. He just knows how to do everything. When something goes wrong in our house, we never call anyone to come and fix it because he just does it himself.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Whistle with your fingers. That's a guy thing that I don't know how to do. You know those guys that, and they can do that at the football game. I hate that.
Oh, they put their fingers in their mouth and go, shh.
It is really, really loud.
Yeah.
Nobody ever taught me how to do that. I don't know how. I look cool doing it, but it doesn't sound. How do you do that?
Who told you look cool doing that?
I want to know how to do. When you go outside to whistle for the dog, it's really cool when people can do that.
go, they just put like two fingers in their mouth. They go,
and it's super loud.
Yeah. It's very impressive.
Maybe
that
I
tells,
can
you know what? That tells you what they can do with their tongue.
I got to learn that. I got to go on YouTube and have somebody teach me how to do that.
Again, I think you have to have the tongue skills. So maybe you want to go for that lesson first.
Oh, is it a tongue thing? It's not a tongue thing. So. It's a finger thing.
I don't think so.
Oh, really? Oh, I got no tongue game, so.
No tongue game.
I have no finger game either. I will just go ahead and give that one up.
Reach us on CooperandAnthony.com. Sex.
Sex with an attitude.
Relationships.
I had a relationship once.
And advice.
So you got any advice for me?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
It is time to check in with Relationship TikTok.
What's the best bedroom advice anyone has ever given you?
Bedroom advice? Anybody? Yeah. Stop breathing. Stop sweating on me. Ew. Don't put your finger there.
Well, what's... Okay, so for you, what's the best advice? I think when she says bedroom, she means in bed.
Make sure she finishes first.
Ooh, someone told you that?
Yeah.
And do you do that?
Yes, I try to. Because I've always been one of those guys that go too quick.
Right.
So make sure she gets there. Then it really doesn't matter.
Right. That's a good one.
How about you?
Actually, the best sex advice somebody ever gave me wasn't really about sex. It was more about cleanliness. And he said, if you're not using baby wipes, you're not as clean as you think you are.
And that is sex advice.
Sex advice. It really is. So, of course, I ran out and bought baby wipes, and I've used them ever since.
Yeah, I buy them at Costco. By the pallet. Right.
Pretty much. Actually, that's exactly what I do.
Someone told us to ditch the PJs and sleep naked. Frequency of sex increased almost immediately.
Well, really?
Duh. Yeah, right. So you both were in bed naked, and you had more sex. Huh. Duh.
Yeah, I don't like sleeping naked, so... I mean, that comes from having kids. That comes from having kids in the house.
Did you like sleeping naked when you were single?
Sometimes I did, but 90% of the time I didn't.
Don't expect someone to just know what you want. Tell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but that's hard for people because they feel like there's a lot of guys especially that think like they're great in bed. They know what they're doing. Don't tell me what to do. And it's like, I'm not telling you what to do in general. I'm telling you what I like.
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, and advice.
What'd you say?
You heard me.
To all men, do not stay quiet. Moan. We like it.
She just said to all men, do not stay quiet. Moan. We like it. I never heard a woman say that.
Yeah. No, neither have I. I don't know many women that... maybe there must be a lot of women out there that like a man to make some noise. Like, let me know you like what I'm doing. But not me. I'm shut the hell up. I don't want to hear from you.
Yeah. I mean, I've heard stop breathing more than I've heard moan.
Guys, if you can feel your fingernail when you scratch the inside of your cheek, then your nails are long.
Yes. Seriously. Cut your fingernails.
Yeah, come on. Use your brain. You should know that.
No, there's a lot of guys that don't know. Oh, there's a lot of guys that don't know that. And it's painful. I'm telling you. I don't care what you're doing with your fingers or where you're putting them. If your nails are long and sharp, no. It's a no.
Forget about any hang-ups you have about your body. If you're at the point where clothes are coming off, the other person does not care about your perceived personal flaws. They just want to be with you.
You shouldn't feel self-conscious. You should just keep taking your clothes off. You shouldn't stop and be like, oh, I dated this guy once. He liked to have sex with his shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing else. Like, he was totally like, it's called shirt something, but I'm not going to say because I can't say on the radio. But it's basically like, I'll call it shirt clocking.
Right.
And he liked to shirt clock. But that's not hot at all. And one day I finally said to him, why don't you take your shirt off? He's like, I'm very self-conscious about my upper body. It's like, you know what, dude? Then don't have sex with me. Either take your shirt off and be a man and throw all the flesh in there. I don't want to have sex with your shirt.
No, I don't care until I get to that point. When we're done, then I would care. But up until that point, I'm not even thinking about that.
That's my point. That's what the TikTok relationship person just said.
Right.
Take your clothes off while you're about to have sex. They obviously want to be with you. You're both there. for a reason. Just do that reason and put your clothes back on after if you're self-conscious. Believe me, it's fine. I understand. I run for my clothes immediately. But I'm just saying, you know, during sex, nah.
Sex, relationships, advice. Huh? The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, advice.
It's the Cooper and Anthony Show, and we're doing relationship TikToks.
I had really bad acne. And I'm not talking about the quirky, oh my god, I have a pimple. No, I had cystic acne that I had to go on Accutane for. It came out of nowhere, and my confidence literally fell through the roof. I'm just gonna say it how it was. I felt ugly.
Why is it that everybody who is on TikTok has to pause and then start and pause and start, and they can't do one TikTok that's totally one video?
Yeah, listen, you take for granted that what you and I do, that we just start talking and you keep on one thread of thought and it goes the way you want it to go. We take for granted that it's easy to do. That's not easy for a lot of people. So they have to do it in sections. They say a little something, then they screw up, then they have to go back. So, yeah, that's
it's
why.
Every video.
I know. I know you hate that.
Up until that point, I've been known as a pretty girl with a nice body. That was how I got my confidence. But when I felt that my looks were completely stripped away from me, that is when I tapped into the hot girl mindset. Hot girl mindset is not a belief, but it is a reality. I started to pull on my other strengths besides for my face, and I used them to my advantage. Boosted my confidence so much, and when I talked to guys, they saw my authentic confidence. And that was more attractive to them than some pretty face at the time.
What is she talking about? She still had the hot body.
Yeah, exactly. She wore yoga pants, and a guy said, acne, what acne?
Right. Yeah.
He saw her ass. When she said she got confident, she wore skinny stuff.
Not everybody is perfect. You are pretty close to it. But I love the fact that she's like, my personality really shone through. It's shown through what? Your size 18-inch waist and your gorgeous athletic body? Like, come on.
Guys don't even care that you have a personality. We don't even know if you have one. We just want yoga pants. That's all we want.
Right. And you know what? And she's talking about this when she was young. At that age, guys don't even know you had a face.
You had acne? Yeah.
Was there a face on the other side of that? Okay. If you say so.
Ladies, right now, I don't care how long you've been with your man. You could be with your man for 30 years. Okay. Look away from him right now and ask him what color your eyes are.
Yeah. He can describe your vagina better than he can describe your eyes. Yep.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. It is the Cooper and Anthony Show. And we're talking about relationship TikTok. You know, sometimes our friends over at TikTok, very astute, have some great relationship advice. And sometimes they say really dumb stuff. So we're here to call them out as well, because we don't want you going to TikTok and being like, huh, that could be good advice. It is not.
And coming up, are you one of those couples that post all the time? Look at us. Look how happy we are. Is that good or is that bad?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Sex, relationships, and advice. We are talking about relationship TikTok. And every once in a while, there'll be something that'll come through on relationship TikTok. And I'm like, yes, there's this huge study out there and relationship TikTok knows all about it.
Here's the truth about people who constantly post about their relationship. A study found that people who post more are actually insecure about their relationship. Experts say they either get comfort from posting an idealistic version or they're looking for reassurance from the outside world. And while the rest of us might believe these over-the-top posts, another study showed that they actually make you dislikable.
Wow.
Right. So all those posts where you're like, aren't we adorable? Look at us in Paris. Look at us on this boat. Look at us having champagne and we're so romantic. People look at that and they think, who's she trying to prove something to? What are they trying to prove? Why are they doing that? Like, most people look at those. Think about it for yourself. Think about when you see friends of yours posting something. And it's not just somewhere you happen to be with your sig other when they're doing like, look at how romantic, look what he got me, look where we are.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like, who's this for?
The Cooper and Anthony Show. Sex, relationships, advice.
What?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
So the Daily Mail had a series of parenting advice from experts, but I didn't really care what they had to say. I'm more interested in what you would do.
Okay.
Okay, so you're a parent. You have two young boys.
Mm-hmm.
So here's scenario number one. When you check the liquor cupboard,
uh-huh.
you notice the level of some of the bottles has gone down.
Been there, done that.
Oh, really?
Recently.
Tell me.
Now, I had moonshine like a month later. It was almost half gone. And I know. I mean, it could have been I was on Ambien and I was thirsty. I don't know. So I really don't want to blame the kids, but it could have been.
Of course it was your kids. It wasn't you on Ambien.
It could have been. You never know. I could have been there on Ambien late at night going, I really want moonshine. That's what I want right now.
But, right, but you would have had a hangover. You would have felt some repercussion. A glass would have been there. Mm-hmm. Your kids were drinking the moonshine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry to tell you that.
Yeah,
okay, scenario number two. You find porn on your youngest son's phone.
I guarantee it's on there right now. I mean, I'm saying if I was a teenage boy and I had an iPhone,
yeah, of course,
there would be nothing but porn on my iPhone. There's nothing but porn on my iPhone now. So, yeah, if he didn't have porn on his phone, there's no way there's not.
Okay, but the thing is, 53% of boys and 39% of girls think porn portrays sex realistically, according to studies. So wouldn't you want to have a conversation with him where you'd say, like, look, porn's different than real sex?
No, because you should strive for that. I mean, you just find a girl that will do all that. Why isn't it not real?
Because the pizza delivery guys just deliver pizza in real life.
It happens.
They don't deliver pizza and then come in and service you and four of your friends.
It might. I don't know.
Besides, you know, pizza delivery guys, they make their money on getting to the next person fast. So they got to hand you your pizza and split. They don't have time to stay there and have sex with four women.
I'll waste the $4.
When you ask your youngest to stop playing his video game and come down for dinner and he doesn't.
That's happened many times. And I go and I unplug the computer and I take it out of his room.
Oh, okay. So you do some serious consequence parenting.
I've turned off the Wi-Fi. Wow. I've unplugged the computer. I'll turn off the whole power in the whole house if you don't listen to me.
You'll be sitting by candlelight.
Right. There is a breaker out in the garage. I will hit that breaker. You will come downstairs. We don't play that game. Not at my house. If I say do something, we do it. I'm not a hard dad, but when it comes to if I ask you to do something, you need to do it.
Right. And are they at the age now where they're saying, like, I hate you, or you're not the boss of me, or are they like fighting back, or do they do what you say?
One of them only did that once. The other one never did that. So my oldest did do that, and he wanted to run away, and he hated me, and he was done with us, and he's going to move away. So he probably was 5 or 6. So I packed him a bag. And it was the middle of winter, and I put the bag around his shoulders, and I put him out in the garage, and I opened the garage door, and I put him outside and shut the garage door and left him there.
Oh, my God. So, okay, he wanted to run away. Did he go to his grandparents' house? Did he go to the neighbors?
No, he went ballistic and started screaming 5 seconds later. You want to run away? There, go.
Oh, there's the door.
Done.
There's the door. Here's a bag. It was nice knowing you.
Right. I mean, it's going to save me money. I can turn the room into a theater room. I can put my band in there. Heck, I want you gone. Goodbye.
I need the room for a drum set.
Right. So don't play that game with me. And they only do that once. So you call their bluff. You throw them out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I remember I gave him his teddy bear, his bag, and threw him outside, and it was like 20 below.
You gave him his teddy bear.
Because I didn't want it, because it was taking up space in my drum room.
Right, it's his what are you going to do with a teddy bear in a drum room?
Exactly. I want to move. I don't want to be here no more. I don't like you. Fine, go.
Don't forget your teddy bear.
Right. Take everything you can carry.
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.